We believe that what is good for a woman is good for the family, good for the community, good for the nation.
What does it mean for you to win this prize?
It means a lot. We won this prize among over 300 African organizations and individuals. It attests we are in the right path to bringing sustainable development in communities. It attests that we are addressing the most persistent issue, which is empowerment of women. Our core business in what we do is really trying to create a personhood for women, identity for women to recognize that they are human beings, enjoy life as anybody else. This award means we are fulfilling our mission and our objective. And what I hope is people listening to these different media do support us to franchise our work.
Now, Kembati Menti Gezima, right? The organization that you founded. What inspired you to do this and how did you go about the process?
You know, when you grow up in an environment, I grew up having observed the life of women in the community, the way my mother's life and how women was so badly treated, and I don't think a woman was treated better than the cows, the milk. They work from early morning till midnight with no stop, and the next day start doing the same thing. They work with no value, nobody appreciating. And then you go to get opportunities to see something different, where women relatively live as a human being. They work in the office and they get paid for their work and they have time for themselves to groom themselves and to rest and to choose their husbands. I mean, to live like human being, and who wouldn't want to change that? So the opportunity came when in 1997, myself and my sister, you know, we started planning and found this organization.
Can you give us some examples of your organization's accomplishments?
Yes. When we did our baseline survey in 1998, in our area of operation, which is Kambata Tambaro zone, female genital mutilation was 100%. No girl is asked whether she is cut. It's given. I mean, nobody even questions about it. Domestic violence is common and all that. By year 2008, when UNICEF did a study, female genital mutilation was reduced by 97%. And bride abduction, widow inheritance, no longer a threat to girls. Really, they went with their heads up and no fear of being abducted. Domestic violence was being reduced and men started helping their wives in the house chores. We brought a little bit of knowledge in where the young, the old, religious leaders, the women and men, even the police, will sit down and discuss issues of common concern, particularly on gender issues and harmful customary practices such as female genital mutilation. The so-called traditional practices such as female genital mutilation, we don't even know where it comes from. When we ask our elders, they don't know. But from our analysis, it's one of those things that man has somehow created to control female sexuality and woman as object and subject. But our work is trying to really give personhood to women to discover themselves as a human being and fight for their entitlement. The second one is we have created tools, for instance, our social mobilization tools, where community come together and discuss common issue of their own. We use the same African tradition to help them to solve their own problem. That is the biggest achievements. We have used that on HIV/AIDS prevention and control. Truly how communities can work for themselves rather than somebody else working for them, making them decision makers, making them the planners, the initiators of what they want.
You've really branched out. Do you have any parting words for our listeners?
For me, I think what women and what UN women should really concentrate is really working on the value of woman as a human being, the personhood of woman. We have to find the starting point. So all violence, whether it is conflict violence, whether FGM, rape, domestic violence, she's violated every day of her life. How do we stop? How do we connect all this? Where is the link? Where's the root cause? This is what I want women around the world somehow create coalition and create somewhere we can consolidate humanity for the dignity of a man and woman.